What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Tonight.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Matt Forte has missed the last three games, but he's excited to get back on the field for the Bears tomorrow night.
I'm excited just to get back out there. You know, not really a lot of fun, you know, watching games and doing all that and not being able to help your team win. So I'm not really used to doing that, but it's going to be fun to get back out there on the field and help us out.
He's listed as questionable along with Alshon Jeffrey, Pernell McPhee, and Antrell Roll when the Bears visit the Packers tomorrow. Martellus Bennett out for the game, a rib injury. Kadeem Carey and Eddie Royal also out. More football. Rams receiver Stedman Bailey out of surgery. Doctors are hopeful about his condition moving forward, though he is expected to remain in the ICU for the next 3 to 5 days. Shot in the head twice last night. Marshawn Lynch had surgery to repair a sports hernia, or as Dan would prefer, athletic pubalgia. There you go. Seahawks tailback will be out for a few weeks, but not expected to miss the rest of the season. Mike Pettine called Johnny Manziel's party relapse during the Browns' bye week disappointing. Coach benched his quarterback, dropping him to third on Cleveland's depth chart. Browns take on Baltimore Monday night. Josh McCown, yes, that Josh McCown, slated to start at quarterback. Two NFL games tomorrow besides Bears and Packers. Eagles visit the Lions. Panthers are in Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Baseball, White Sox picked up a catcher. Alex Avila gets a one-year, $2.5 million deal. He was limited by injury last year, an all-star in 2011. Cubs swapped pitchers with the Rockies, acquiring left-hander Rex Brothers from Colorado for minor league arm Wander Cabrera. And the Blackhawks seek to snap a two-game skid. They will visit the Sharks tonight in San Jose. Join Jay Zawoski and a Chicago Blackhawks player at the Lantern in Naperville Monday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls. Enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks, and transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Land Rover Lake Bluff and the all-new 2016 Land Rover Discovery Sport.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Bad Hub, Jonathan, you're on the Score.
Hey, Hub, how's it going? What do you think about Kyle Orton possibly being offensive coordinator? He was such a great game manager.
Kyle Orton's an amazing offensive coordinator.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Ed Napleton, Elmhurst Acura Kia. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Hub joins us in the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He is at Hub Arkish on Twitter, running at ShyFootball, ChicagoFootball.com as well. You will also hear him pregame and postgame this weekend, or actually tomorrow. Right? Yep. It is tomorrow, and it is at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, where we have spent a great deal of time as a show and as a station. And the first call for Hub is Roger in Bensenville on the score.
I do not like Johnny Manziel, and I understand the disappointment the Browns have with him. But, Hub, my question is simply, by benching him, I don't understand what they have to gain as a franchise moving forward here. These six games are meaningless for them. They need to know what they have in this guy, and I just don't understand why they would make that move. Do you have any explanation for that?
Well, Roger, I mean, there are different ways you can look at it. Mike Pettine has said he was asked, did they consider cutting Manziel at all? And he said, absolutely not. There's another school of thought out there. Some sources I've talked to tell me that they've already made up their mind about Manziel, and he probably won't be there next year. I think in this case, he was given direct instruction by the head coach, don't go do anything during the bye week that is going to end up on Twitter, on Instagram, is going to embarrass the team in any way. He said he understood and proceeded to go right out and do exactly what he was told not to do. The head coach has got to do something. He can't ignore it, you know. And so whether it's a one-week demotion or whether it's the rest of the season, whatever it may be, the young man obviously has some off-the-field issues. He spent 10 weeks in a rehab facility. There was never any specifics given, but it was pretty much understood that he went there for issues with alcohol off the field. Now this is the second incident in the last 4 weeks where he's been acknowledged basically, you know, drinking in public, and so they can't ignore it. I think the only question is this, will this be temporary, and will they get a look at him for the last 3-4 weeks, or is this it, and is he done in Cleveland?
I want to mention before we take the next call that the Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village postgame is going to be next Sunday, tomorrow, because it's Thanksgiving, that the pregame is going to be in studio and the postgame is going to be handled by Les Grobstein. So special Thanksgiving contingencies, and the remote at Real Time Sports is going to be next Sunday. Here is Frank in Oak Park on the score.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Hub, late last week, I was feeling bad about NFL relocation. I was worried that that wonderful Coke-fueled, disco-influenced theme that is the San Diego Chargers fight song was set to become an anachronism. But then I see a piece on NFL Network and NFL.com that says any team moves for 2016 are unlikely. The article seems to cast doubt on anything even happening in 2017 or 2018. Is the problem that only a few nodes of municipal wealth like New York or Silicon Valley can still partner with the NFL on a new stadium like Chicago did prior to the 2008 crash? Or are there idiosyncrasies particular to Southern California, like environmental rules holding up the move?
Well, Frank, I'm not familiar with the piece or the report that you're talking about. The problem in general is exactly as you say. There's just no public money for these stadiums anymore. Municipalities are not willing to go to the taxpayers to get them to donate and basically build these palaces for these owners who are making hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, that said, Stan Kroenke, the owner of the St. Louis Rams, is well into plans to build and finance completely on his own a $1.86 billion stadium and entertainment complex in Englewood. They call it the Hollywood Park site. And the last that I heard is that these conversations were going on behind the scenes to broker a deal between the Rams and the Chargers in which they would share that stadium and that it could be committed to as soon as the next couple months. So certainly nobody's going to have a new stadium ready in 2016, but the understanding was the NFL would approve the move, that these two teams would each pay approximately a $500 million relocation fee, so that's $1 billion to be split evenly amongst the other 30 franchises, and they'd begin building the stadium. There is also a plan. The city of San Diego apparently has committed some public money to build a $1 billion stadium in Mission Valley near the site of the current Qualcomm Stadium. Now, the reason the Chargers won't stay for that is they've said that they need to be downtown San Diego near the Gaslight District, near where the Padres baseball stadium is, or they're going to leave the area. So it looks like there will be one public stadium eventually built in San Diego where the Raiders could eventually end up, with the Chargers and the Rams sharing the Englewood Park site. If something has changed along those lines in the last couple of weeks, I'm not real familiar with it.
Got a couple lines open at 312-644-6767. If you have a Bears or NFL question for our Bears and NFL expert. Next is Jim on the Score.
Hey, Hub, thanks for taking my call here. I got a perception about running backs that they're kind of interchangeable, replaceable. My question is, this kid down at Ohio State that lipped off after the game the other day, which is basically insubordination, how will that affect them? My opinion is it should be a – everybody should kind of avoid this guy for the simple reason that he's got a bad attitude and says, I want to get the hell out of here. That's not a teammate. What's your opinion, okay, Hob?
Jim, the kid you're talking about is Ezekiel Elliott. I'm not sure I would qualify it or classify it as insubordination, lipping off may be fair. Basically, what he said was there was no chance he was coming back for his senior year. There's really nothing wrong with that. I think his timing is what stunk. And Urban Meyer basically said as much afterwards, that, you know, the thought is correct. It's just not the proper forum. So I've talked to several scouts this week who've all kind of had the same reaction. Action that basically that Ohio State roster is loaded with a fair number of mercenaries, you know, who are clearly there just biding time to get to the NFL. I don't know if there's anything wrong with that or not, to be honest with you. If they were basketball players, it would be considered fine. One and done is accepted in college basketball. Elliott does not have a reputation as a bad kid. He has not had off-the-field problems. You got to remember, these are kids. He is probably a first-round draft pick. He's going to be an NFL running back. So I'm not sure that he gets downgraded too much for that. Now, had he actually, you know, spoken out against the coaches, against his teammates, he laid blame, that he complained, that all might be different. All this kid did was tell the truth. He said, I'm not coming back. I'm going to the NFL. I'm going to make a lot of money.
No problem at all. It's a changing landscape of college sports when you've got players that are much more empowered. That it's not this top-down structure anymore, whether it's making political statements, whether it's their push to unionize. You know, Dave Zirin of The Nation wrote a really good piece about it, that a player now doesn't have to be scared of being disciplined necessarily for just telling the truth. More power to him in my world. Deerfield, well, you know, Brandon, yeah, go ahead, Hub.
No, I'm just sorry. I was going to say you're absolutely right. And again, in the case of Elliott, that's all he said. Now, there are other kids who get downgraded in scout's eyes for being bad teammates or bad influences in the locker room or trouble off the field, but Elliott doesn't have a reputation for any of those things.
Brandon and Deerfield is on the Score.
Yeah, my question is this. This year, more than any, it seems, there's been a lot of focus on the poor refereeing, especially from the broadcasters and probably from the coaches behind the scenes. Is there any thought by the NFL finally to make them full-time employees opposed to simply part-time employees?
Well, I can't, you know, obviously tell you what the NFL, what Roger Goodell, what the owners of the competition committee are thinking. I do know that there has been acknowledgement from the league office on a more consistent basis this year that there is a problem. And so I'm sure that they're going to investigate what their best options are. There have been excuses in the past for not making them full-time. And contrary to what some people think, it's not financial. It's not being cheap. I mean, these guys, as part-time guys, are making a lot of money. I think the average official is probably making about $1.25 million, $150,000 a year to work part-time. So I'm sure that if you could get younger, more athletic officials starting out on their careers who don't have other, you know, careers, whether lawyers, professional people making another six-figure salary, that would be fine financially. So the league admits there's a problem. I know that they're going to be investigating whatever avenues are open to them to improve it, but there is no plan on the table right now, even behind the scenes or off the record that I'm aware of, that is the actual plan that they will pursue to try and fix the problem.
Jason in Vancouver, you're on the Score. Say hi to Hub.
Hey, Hub, how you doing? Hey, Hub, with all the talking, the speculations and the rumors about Adam Gase leaving for a head coach position in the NFL, is there anyone out in the college ranks or in the NFL ranks that you think would be a good fit for Jay Cutler? Because as a Bears fan, for the first time, I'm really, really happy. I'm a Jay fan. I mean, whatever. But at the end of the day, I don't want to see Gase leave. But is there anyone out there, if he does leave, Hub, that you think could be a good fit for Jay Cutler? Thanks, fellas.
You know, Jason, there's a lot of good coaches out there. And when we talk about a good fit for Jay Cutler, I understand that there's been four prior coordinators who have come and failed with him, that he is playing a different brand of football, that he clearly is better prepared and making better decisions than he has in the past. But one of the things that nobody talks about, I don't know if any of us are clear on how much of it is Adam Gase and how much of it is Dowell Loggins, and his quarterback coach. And, you know, you talk to different people who have differing opinions about, well, if Gase went, would Loggins go with him? You know, would Loggins get a chance to stay and be the offensive coordinator? Is he prepared to be an offensive coordinator? I know he had the job once before, but it was in a bad situation. He's only 35 years old. So we have kind of a fun debate going between myself and Dan and Terry. I'm not one who believes Gase will necessarily be gone after this year. He may be. I tend on this one to say John Fox did a hell of a job putting the staff together, and I will give him, and he also found Mike McCoy before Adam Gase, who was an outstanding coordinator, and I don't worry about it as much, because I think if he has to, Fox will replace him, and they now have seen, you know, what it is that makes Cutler work, and I'm sure they'll try and find somebody who is capable of doing the same thing with him.
He will be replacing him, by the way.
Maybe with Mike McCoy.
Mike McCoy, yep. Yeah, Mike McCoy
Todd
will be available.
Todd is in Grays Lake. He's on the score. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good night, guys. Good evening, guys. Two quick questions about the Browns. And then,
Todd, let me say something to you before you ask your question. I just want you to know that I need you to feel my pain this week, because that's my assignment. I get to go and do the Cleveland Ravens game on Monday.
No, that's what I was going to ask you. Are they making you go to that? Because Dan can inform you that I've read that sometimes the brain will make you go blind to keep you from watching horrific things. I mean, Kobe Dietrich versus Granville Waiters in a one-on-one game will be more competitive than Matt Shaw versus Josh McCown. But, oh, my gosh, you poor guy. So who did that to you? That's awful. But my question is, where are they going from here? I mean, I kind of asked this before, but now with the whole Manziel thing, I heard you kind of start with it. But I listen to the Cleveland stations occasionally, and they seem to think that he's not done, that they're waiting to see if a new coach comes in and can fix them. They're not that dumb, I hope. And what are you hearing about Farmer? They can't give this guy another draft. The guy doesn't believe wide receivers are important in a league that's become a passing league. That's kind of important today, I think, but what do I know? But happy Thanksgiving, guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Todd, thank you. Listen, the problem with predicting Cleveland is that Jimmy Haslam, the owner, is not a known quantity. I'm pretty confident in my sources to know that Manziel was his pick and not Ray Farmer's or Mike Pettin's. And so, you know, you could take from that that there's a chance that Manziel survives beyond Farmer and Pettin. I think it has become somewhat of a foregone conclusion in the last couple of weeks that, justifiably or not, Pettin and Farmer are going to take the fall for this, and that they'll probably both be gone. My guess would be that Haslam will tab his new GM and let that GM make the call on Johnny Manziel. But what everybody continues to miss on Johnny Manziel is that, forgetting all the silliness and all the off-the-field stuff, and I know he threw for 372 yards in his last outing, but take a look at that tape and see the balls that he's throwing and the plays that he's making. He doesn't have an NFL arm. He doesn't have NFL accuracy. And so once you get past the silliness, you got to ask the question, can he play quarterback at this level? So, you know, whether he's done now or he's going to be done next year, that I can't answer for you. But what I am hearing is that there probably will be a clean slate in the front office and on the sidelines, and whoever that is will get to the choice of, do they want to bring Manziel back for another year or not.
Vernon Hills next. This is Matt on WSCR.
Hey, it's been fun to watch Adrian Amos steadily progress over the season. And, you know, being relatively new to the position, it seems like he has the potential to be the best safety Ford Bears since Mike Brown. So I was just hoping to get your thoughts on what you think his ceiling could be going down the line. Thank you.
You know, Matt, it's a great question, because I'm having a hard time kind of deciding where I think that ceiling is. Bears fans have got to be excited about this. You know, we usually don't even try and talk about these drafts for 2 years, maybe even three. But at this point, the second, third, fourth, and fifth round picks of Ryan Pace were all starting before midseason. And it's not really out of necessity. You know, there's other people they could have put back there. They decided that these guys were the best option, and every one of them has shown signs of being able to handle the position and maybe being pretty pretty good. And let's be honest, if Kevin White hadn't got hurt, he'd be starting too. So, you know, it's a great start for Ryan Pace with the draft. Now, as far as Amos's ceiling, I've been impressed with the way he's played. He certainly belongs out there. He fits out there. But I haven't seen enough big plays for me to say, hey, this guy's going to be special. You know, I think he can play the position. Whether he can actually become a playmaker or not, I think that the jury is probably still out on that.
Next is Jim on the score. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Thank you, Hub. A couple of quick questions. First of all, what do you know about whether or not Kevin White will ever be the player with this injury after recovering from it that he would have been, you know, had he never had it? And secondly, help me understand Shay McClellan. For years I've heard that this guy was just a wasted pick, couldn't play in the NFL, cut him, all that. And now I hear he's the best player on the defense. Tell me what happened with that.
Jim, I'm curious, where did you hear he's the best player on the defense?
I've heard that he's, you know, obviously he's starting, and that he, if he couldn't play, the defense would suffer a lot. And I didn't hear that before. I mean, nobody did.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Thought he was a bum.
Yeah, I think what's happened, and I'll take the second part first, is that Vic Fangio came in, he looked at what he had to work with, and pretty much everybody with the team thought that the next move was for McClellan to go to outside rush linebacker in a 3-4, which is where he actually was fairly highly rated by some other teams, including the Patriots and the Packers, coming out of Boise State in 2012. Fangio said, no, I think he's an inside linebacker, and Fangio's got an investment because he kind of overruled the head coach and everybody else, and that's where he's been playing. Shea has done a very nice job of learning Fangio's scheme, of taking control of the huddle, making the calls, and getting everybody lined up where they're supposed to be. Then you turn on the tape, and you see he's not making any plays. He gets where he's supposed to be, but he doesn't make the play when he gets there. Going into the Denver game, actually, I think this was after the Denver game, I got this coming out, in the games he had played, he's averaging 4 stops per game, 4 solos. Forget the assists where you jump on the pile 6 yards down the field. That is about a third of what you would like and half of what you have to expect from your Mike linebacker. He has no tackles for loss. He has no passes defense. The only other play he has is the one strip and fumble and recovery of Trey Mason, which was a huge play at the end of the first quarter of the Rams game. So he's got one play on the season. You look at that Bronco game last week, it was more the failings of Will Sutton, who's just too small to be a 5 technique and not setting the edge as well as the outside linebackers, because Hillman got a lot of that yardage sliding outside. But still, when the Broncos come in 29th in the league running the football and rush for 170 yards, your Mike linebacker's got to be the guy who stops it, and McClellan couldn't do anything all day long. So he's not particularly good football player at this point. He's a wonderful kid. Maybe he gets one more crack to go outside. I don't know. But this defense is not going to improve much against its very poor standing as a run defense as long as he's inside at that mic spot based on what we've seen. As far as Kevin White, I really don't have any knowledge for it because I'm not a doctor. I mean, I'm told that a full recovery is possible. His teammate, Mark Mariani, is playing with a rod in his leg with a similar situation, which has nothing to do with his hands and fumbling punts. He's obviously been able to come back. He hasn't lost any speed on the stopwatch. So the hope is that Kevin White can make a full recovery from it and be the player that the Bears thought they were getting when they drafted him, you know, with the 7th pick in the first round.
One last one for Hub. Darren in Hawarton, Iowa on the score.
Hey, Hub, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Darren?
Good. Okay, I've got a good question. You know, I'm not talking about Kevin White or that 6th-round pick, but what do you think about Goldman, our center, and Jeremy Langford and Amos as the future moves on with these 4 young players? And also, for tomorrow night's game, I'm picking the Bears. I know you're picking the Packers. Give me your input.
Well, you know, we've been talking a little bit about
brain damage is a bitch.
Guys, I like the kids. I mean, I think Goldman has shown more than a few flashes of being a guy that can be a factor at nose tackle in the NFL. He certainly can be a productive player, and I've seen enough to say that he may become the playmaker that I'm not sure about Amos yet. Grissou, I don't know much about. He reminds me coming out of school. Well, he doesn't. I was going to say he reminds me of Olin, but he's not the same type of mentality or approach to the game, but the body type is similar. Olin got in the weight room, became one of the strongest players in the league. It's something Grissou's going to have to do if he's going to be a difference maker as well. I love Langford. I've liked him all along. I think he's going to be a very good running back in the league. Amos is playing well, and I'm still intrigued by Tao Fabaluze in spite of his problems. I think that body type with those feet, he may be interesting. Guys, I'm waffling on my pick tomorrow night. We got to make these picks early in the week, and I picked the Packers, and I gave my reasons. As I've looked at tape and gotten ready for the game yesterday, today, I was starting to lean towards the Bears, and then I heard, I don't know if you guys heard this, but did you hear that Martellus Bennett is out tomorrow night?
Indeed, yes. out with a rib injury.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't usually happen the day after when there's no practice. That is a huge loss, because the best thing the Bears have been doing have been those two tight end sets with him and Zach Miller. Now, even if you get Alshon Jeffrey back, you don't have to defend Marty Bennett. Zach Miller is a number one tight end, isn't nearly the factor, so it has me concerned. I do know this. I think the Bears are 8-point dogs. I think this is going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to come down to who has the ball last. I think the Bears have got a shot. I don't think the offense can be as productive as it would have been with Marty Bennett.
Wow.
All right, Hub. Have a great tomorrow, my friend. We'll visit with you next week. Take care of yourself. Have fun.
Have a great holiday, guys.
You too.
That's Hub Arkish. And right now, this is for you if you are caller number 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. It is a 4-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips, brought to you by Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Boers and Bernstein, the Bud Light, Who Needs to Tavern Tour on a Wednesday that feels like a Friday because your weekend starts tomorrow. Come by Deja Brew in Oak Lawn and enjoy an ice-cold Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. You have the score.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears-Packers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Chip Kelly has a Chip Kelly problem. He's lost that locker room because he never had that locker room. An agent of an Eagles player says the team has turned on their coach, which is not surprising if you look at two huge risks that Chip took. Number one, he got rid of all the good players and imported his own, who weren't as good. And number two, he never connected with these guys. He's standoffish. He's aloof. He's secretive. You can dangle playing time and the aura of being a genius on 20-year-old kids in college. But once you get to the pros and they make as much as you and they have options, they need to know you're a real person and not a visor-wearing robot. Chip has problems, and the only way he's going to fix them is by changing his relationship with his players. And since that's not going to happen, he needs to win, and win often. And hope the Buccaneers aren't in town again. I'm DA.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Target, Fresh Thyme, or twiningsusa.com.
Stuff your stockings with big savings at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home, like 25% off Kobalt tool chests, workbenches, truck boxes, and garage organization bins. Plus, get your choice of a DeWalt drill or Porter cable combo kit, both only $99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2. DeWalt offers valid on item 506283 and 520385 only. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only. Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a GE Hotpoint washer and dryer, now $299 each. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 11/2 through 12/3. Washer dryer valid 11/26 through 12/2 on items 591137 and 591286 only. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $6.98 and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $2.99. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29 while supplies last. See club for details.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Now at the Home Depot, 7.5-foot Wesley artificial Christmas trees are just $129. You save $20. So let's enjoy a tree that goes up fast and stays fresh every year. Pre-lit with clear or multicolored lights, thick, realistic branches, and full of possibilities. However you build cheer, this is one tree you can't top. Let's do this. Get a 7.5-foot Wesley artificial Christmas tree, just $129 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Filed through November 25th, U.S. only.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Board update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Among the challenges for the Bears tomorrow when they visit the Packers, former Bear Julius Peppers, who remains a dangerous weapon on the Green Bay defense.
You know, get around the edge, he's strong enough to come up, you know, inside as a penetrating rusher. They do move him around. They've got some unique talents on defense that they do move around, make it harder to find, and he's one of those guys.
That's Bears head coach John Fox, of course, and he will not have Martellus Bennett to play against Peppers. He's out tomorrow, a rib injury suffered Sunday. Matt Forte, Alshon Jeffrey, Pernell McPhee, Antrell Roll, all questionable for the contest. Two NFL games tomorrow before the Bears, Lions, and Eagles before the Cowboys battle the Panthers. Also, Browns coach Mike Pettine says he's disappointed in Johnny Manziel's relapse, in which he was caught partying during the team's bye week, leading to his benching for the rest of the season. Pettine would not say it's the end for Manziel in Cleveland, though. Josh McCown will start Monday against the Ravens. Baseball, the Cubs acquired lefty reliever Rex Brothers in a trade with the Rockies. They gave up 18-year-old pitcher Wander Cabrera in the deal. White Sox signed catcher Alex Avila, one-year, $2.5 million contract. On the ice, the Blackhawks finally back to work tonight. They'll visit the Sharks in San Jose. Hawks took two of three regular season meetings against the Sharks last year. And an off day for the Bulls. They will be back on the court next Friday when they visit Indiana. Bulls have won 5 of 6. Their only loss in that stretch coming against the 16-0 Golden State Warriors. The holidays may come and go, but performance is always in season. Visit your Chicagoland Jaguar retailer during the Unwrap a Jaguar sales event for the gift that keeps on growling. Offers end January 4th. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And at 534 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris Bernstein, when we get out of here at the top of the hour, Bears All Access is coming your way. Zach will be with you. Tom Thayer will be with you. And the guest will be Lamar Houston.
He's fun.
I know he is.
If you haven't heard Lamar Houston before, he's one of the more fun guests they have. I was surprised that Hub was feeling the way he was feeling about the Bears. And obviously, it hurts not to have Marty, because not only because of how important he is to the Bears, but tight ends hurt the Packers.
They have.
Maybe that means that Zach Miller could hurt him as well, but it certainly changes the matchups. I don't feel good about the game.
I don't either. I'm glad he thinks it comes down to the last play or the last sig. I don't think that. I mean, I kind of thought the Denver game might, just because of where it was and that they're a new quarterback and all the other stuff, but none of that stuff that you kind of felt adds up to this Packer team now.
I know their offensive line is no good. And
no, they're not.
That Rodgers has been exposed, that the running game hasn't been all that good either. But, you know, I have seared in my Bears memory too many times where even when a rusher comes free, Rodgers times that little escape well and is able to keep a play alive long enough that somebody is able to get back to the ball and get open. It's happened too many times. I can't shake it.
Yeah, it's just the time and place. I don't think it's 50 or anything like that. I don't think it's one of those, a repeat of that crap. Because this team just doesn't allow it. And violent, it seems they won't allow that to happen. Not going to happen. That's the past. But even despite all the problems, I don't think they block very well in the offensive line. I think their defense is more susceptible than I've seen them in a while. A lot of teams have torn them apart.
And their receivers are not getting the kind of separation we expect from them. They're not winning matchups.
They are not. And even on the comeback routes, when he's scrambling around looking for people, it's not the same as it has been. So All that being said, I still don't think the Bears are going to win the game. I mean, I don't, and I don't know that it's going to come down to the last series. I mean, you're asking a lot to carry that team to the last series. They played a lot better Sunday, but I never thought much of the Vikings anyway. But without Marty, you're a little shorthanded there. He is important to what you do, and I just don't see it to the last play. I don't. It'd be nice. It'd be fun if it was a good game. You're watching football all day long. You want one last taste, one really good one. But I don't think so. As good as the Bears, you know, as well as they're coached and everything else that goes with it. I think Rodgers will find holes in the Bears secondary too. I think he will. If you can.
And it's also, isn't it like Brett Favre return night.
It is. Retire his number.
And Bart Starr is going to be there,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is. His, right? Last, his wife said that probably be his last appearance. He's been ill. He's 82, I want to say.
Oh,
so she said
just
that.
Just missed it.
That's, I should have thrown it in anyway. Probably wrong when I said he's 82. But, yeah, he's coming in. And I saw his wife quoted saying, yeah, he's not been well, but we will bring him probably for one last time. He'll come up.
Well, they were saying that about Gordie Howe, that he lived like another 8 years, right?
Yes, he did.
Is he still alive?
Yes. Isn't he? I don't know.
Yeah, Bart Starr's 81.
Okay.
Gordie Howe still alive.
Yeah, because remember they said, well, this is it for him.
Oh, yeah.
We hit him with five shots, done, yeah. And he's still alive.
Right. And he's 87. Okay. And they kept saying, well, he's not he's on his last legs.
And then he went and had something done, right?
Now, he had stem cell treatment.
Stem cell treatment.
And here's a quote from his wife. He was throwing the ball this week with spin on it. It was pretty amazing. So
Gordie Howe was?
Not Gordie Howe.
So the Bears signed him and replaced Jimmy Clausen.
He was spinning that ball pretty good. It was getting out of his hand. I liked his feet. But, yeah, Gordie Howe, this is from 2 days ago at NHL.com. His son Mark said his father has his personality back.
Where?
And has been living comfortably with his brother Murray Howe and Murray's wife at their home in Ohio. Said dad's eating and sleeping a lot, spending quality time during the afternoon and the evenings. Getting around pretty well. He knows who you are. I do a lot of FaceTime with him. He knows me.
Like I have a twin.
He said when he's speaking, every so often it disappears, so he does a lot of hand gesturing. From where he was a year ago to now, it's amazing how well he's doing.
Yeah, he was on what we would call in the old country at last legs a couple times, didn't
right.
it seem like? And then he...
And now right? He said he goes out bluegill fishing and for half-mile walks. He goes to the mall and grocery shopping.
He doesn't remember his way back.
But he does, though.
Okay, all right, he does. He's my guy.
He does more than most of us.
He probably and Bart Starr also. Well, maybe he'll live to be 120. Then maybe it's not his last appearance.
Yeah, neural stem cells were injected into Gordie Howe's spinal canal, and he had mesenchymal stem cells given by intravenous infusion on the second day.
Yeah.
The improvement he made following the first round of treatment was miraculous.
I'll be
there.
Damned.
There you go.
I remember that.
Why do you sign up for that
dead?
Among your myriad medical treatments? You could just add that to the list. See if they give you a little.
You know, I'm going to add that. I'm going to have that done.
You heard from Lawrence Holmes. We'll hear more in a moment. Keep it here. You got the score.
This week, the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays moves to Friday for a special recap after the big Thursday night game with Green Bay. Starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Hanley and continuing through the rest of the day. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning and...
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event. Going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer. 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money. And choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices plus TTL. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P83-40% plus 0% APR. $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 to qualify buyers.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
'Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 25% off select artificial and fresh cut Christmas trees. Plus get select 100 count Christmas lights for only $1.99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2 while supplies last. Includes only 5 and 6 foot fresh cut trees. Selection varies by location. Excludes artificial potted and specialty trees. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only. 'Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 25% off select artificial and fresh cut Christmas trees. Plus get select 100 count Christmas lights for only $1.99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2 while supplies last. Includes only 5 and 6 foot fresh cut trees. Selection varies by location. Excludes artificial potted and specialty trees. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus Doorbusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, two for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of Daddario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday Doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Now at the Home Depot, 7.5-foot Wesley artificial Christmas trees are just $129. You save $20. So let's enjoy a tree that goes up fast and stays fresh every year. Pre-lit with clear or multicolored lights, thick, realistic branches, and full of possibilities. However you build cheer, this is one tree you can't top. Let's do this. Get a 7.5-foot Wesley artificial Christmas tree, just $129 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 25th, U.S. only.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Shopping isn't the only thing to do this weekend. The Wolves are home at 546 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
What a home!
And Lawrence jumping in a little early tonight. The Bears All Access will come your way, and then Lawrence will be here at 7. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, man.
What's up, man?
Did you guys see the Frank Gifford stuff?
I did.
Yep.
The commissioner has sent out a statement.
Saying?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Frank Gifford was a beloved member of the NFL family. He exemplified everything good about our game through his 85 years of extraordinary accomplishments, both on and off the field. We appreciate the Gifford family's desire to help the medical community understand more about CTE, and we are grateful for their support to the league's efforts to improve safety in our game. At the NFL, we are supporting grants to NIH and Boston University, as well as other independent efforts to research the effects of repetitive head trauma. But we are not waiting until science provides all the answers. We are working now to improve the safety of our game. The NFL has made numerous rule changes to the game, all to enhance player health and safety at all levels of football. These include 39 rule changes and better training and practice protocols that are yielding measurable results. This work will continue as the health and safety of our players remains our highest priority. We have more work to do, work that honors great men like Frank Gifford.
Well, if, to hijack it to try to turn it around is a pretty brash maneuver, on the not surprising. See, there's something else you could do with it, though, if you wanted to be even more aggressive. And to be honest, Lawrence, this was my first thought. We know that chronic traumatic encephalopathy in many ways mirrors standard Alzheimer's in the tau proteins that entangle some of the neurons. Why couldn't the NFL just say, oh, of course, he's an 85-year-old man? That if you looked at the brains of any 85-year-old man, it's possible that there could be diminished capacity that is not necessarily
due to head trauma.
You can't prove causality.
Agreed. Well, the Gifford family, you know, they put out their statement and talked about how Frank had changed, and that there had been his whole adult life, that there had been things about him that were a little bit different. And, you know, I think that the NFL, when you see the numbers that the study that they did on the 91 brains, 87 of them came back as having CTE.
Oh, sure, but when you see evidence of it in some in the college kids or even the high school kids or the young pros that die, that's much more compelling evidence. Where I would think the NFL would say, we certainly feel strongly about what we can try to learn from this. However, if this were a legal case, I mean, in some respects, I think they could have gone a little bit harder.
I think
in pushing back against causality.
I think you'll see them go harder, just not in a statement.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
There'll be some stories about it where there'll be a columnist that might be league friendly or a reporter that might be league friendly that will ask that question. And in kind of a more pointed way. That's what I suspect will happen.
It's also true. I don't think
agree.
The league would be wrong in saying in an 85-year-old man where it really doesn't come as that big a surprise.
I guess
would be the, whenever he finally stopped stumping everything that moved, then you know that Frank was done.
That's
because
when?
Frank, what you call in the old country, got it busy all the time.
Yeah, but he was a viable broadcaster into his 60s.
Yeah, he was.
So it's not like it was.
It wasn't like it was early onset.
Oh, he was. Right. I mean, and he was also in his 60s, too.
Are you kidding?
He never stopped.
How much younger is Kathy Lee than him? About 25 years? Is she 60? So. A little over 60, maybe?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. About that. But it didn't stop him.
No.
That didn't stop him. Marriage never stopped. That wedding ring never got in the way of a good stomping.
She's 62.
Okay, so 23 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And how many terrorizing quarterbacks does Green Bay need to bring out tomorrow? Here's Rodgers. Here's Favre. Here's Starr.
Here's Starr.
And it's so perfect. Like, I love that in the sense of them celebrating their greatness, that they also get to troll the Bears.
Also, truth be told, though, Starr would terrorize you by handing it off. I mean, more than anything
else. Well, and running the rock a little bit, too, himself.
Well, running the sweep, the devastating Packers sweep. They were what would really frighten all the ancient Bears fans was more the those linemen coming around at you than it was Starr dropping back and slinging.
I guess I technically qualify as one of the ancient Bears fans, eh? Ian Frank.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Shopping isn't the only thing to do this weekend. The Wolves are home. So, Lawrence, you get to rest a while, then come back at 7 o'clock, my friend.
Yeah, three quarters of a boat. We'll talk about the Bears-Packers game. We'll talk a little basketball with Rick Camp. Who knew? Campy knows his bucket, so we'll do that as well. We'll talk a little bit about the college football playoff rankings, which is really an annoying TV show, which I'm excited will go away in 2 weeks.
Yes, exactly what it is.
And we'll have some fun with the new Captain America Civil War trailer that came out today. It looks great, and I'm going to talk about it.
It was because of you that I actually read the initial graphic novel Civil War, correct?
Yes. And
you lent that to me.
You're going to be a little disappointed because there's still some contractual things with some of the Marvel properties that are not going to allow, at least we think, is not going to allow, like, perhaps Spider-Man or Wolverine or the Fantastic Four to be involved with it. And that's why I think they're making more a Cap-centric story.
Got it.
But the trailer is great, especially at the end of it, where you see Bucky and Cap giving Iron Man the business. It is fantastic.
Down there?
Just about everywhere. Giving him the business.
All right, we've got a ton of thank yous.
Yes, thank yous, too.
Big thanks to Bud Light and all the fine folks here at Deja Brew.
Oh, we love Deja Brew. You're kidding me.
This is our fourth time here, always on this day, and yep. There's no place we'd rather be. Thanks to Big Cat Williams, Greg Gabriel, Mark Shanowski, Matt Miller, and Hub.
We thank our crack production staff, Balding McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
You know what they say?
What?
When the doctor tells you you got a minute to live, you want to spend it at a basketball game.
Really?
He is the suit. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Got to take a good look at your teams in adversity, too, Mike. The elevator doesn't go up all the time. Sometimes it goes down, and you got to see what you have.
And right here on site, my CPA, my CPR, my EMT, my ENT, and the newly, this is very recent, elected mayor of Manuka, Dave Miska, as
talking
always.
About, what's that? Martin Luther King, wasn't it? Yeah. Don't look at the top of the stairwell. Just take the next step. Ball in the mud, looking at the moon. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, we gotta do this.
Wow. You guys. Oh, jeez. Maybe it's time for stem cell shots.
Yeah, that's the guy that needs the stem cells.
Thank you for listening, calling, emailing. We will do it all over again. Everybody have a safe and fun Thanksgiving weekend.
Idiot.
Be safe. We will talk to you Monday afternoon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears Packers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Stuff your stockings with big savings at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home, like 25% off Kobalt tool chests, workbenches, truck boxes, and garage organization bins. Plus, get your choice of a DeWalt drill or Porter cable combo kit, both only $99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2. DeWalt offers valid on item 506283 and 520385 only. While supplies last, see store or lowes.com for details. U.S. only.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strack and Van Til, Ultra, or TwiningsUSA.com.
This Friday is Million Dollar Discount Day at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Every new and pre-owned vehicle will be discounted for one day and one day only. That adds up to over $1 million in discounts. Drive home a brand new 2016 Ford Fusion for under $18,000. Plus, no one will pay you more for your trade-in, no matter what condition it's in. It's Million Dollar Discount Day this Friday only and only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at hawkford.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 25% off select artificial and fresh cut Christmas trees. Plus get select 100 count Christmas lights for only $1.99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2 while supplies last. Includes only 5 and 6 foot fresh cut trees. Selection varies by location. Excludes artificial potted and specialty trees. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only. Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like up to 40%.